Hi, this is Dr. Lingnuga dictating progress, dictating evaluation for Scott Smith, identifying data. This is 31-year-old white married male who lives at 19037 Melvin Street, Roseville, Michigan. Date of birth is 9/13/20. Sorry, date of birth is 10/13/1992. Reason for next paragraph. This is 31-year-old married male who came to my office after discharge from the hospital. Patient feels that he is feeling a lot better. Feels that he is not trying to commit suicide. He is not trying to hurt anybody. He has gone back to work. Patient work as a fine carpenter. His wife called and let me know that as that was the incident with the gun, they have decided to press charges against him. State of Michigan. Patient is becoming anxious about that. I talked in detail with his wife and patient. They have a lawyer, Andrew Canus, C-A-N-U-S, telephone number 586-536-8186. Patient requested me to give him a call. Next paragraph. Today, his lability of mood is a lot better. His irritability is good. He is not drinking. Patient was also explained that he should not take Adderall. Instead, he should take Zyprexa, Ativan, and small dose of Ativan, and of course, Dipraglurant. Psychosocial history, born and brought up in intact family. There is a history of depression in the family. Patient also had a history of alcohol use. At this time, he is not drinking. Next paragraph, patient completed GED, completed some college. He works as a skilled carpenter, works for a company, feels that he is happy there. He is married at this time. He lives with his three children, out of which two are five-year-old twins, both the girls from him. His wife Violet was married before and she has one child, and patient has adopted that. Patient's wife is very caring and she's worried about him. Next paragraph is status examination. This is white male, anxious, gave fair eye contact, speech is global directed, reaction normal, verbal productivity is normal, denied suicidal onset, radiation oriented times 3. Diagnosis axis 1 bipolar disorder, depressed, axis 2 differ. Axis 3, past history of alcohol use. His axis 4, questionable history of attention deficit. Axis 4, severe. Axis 5, 20. At this time, we'll request patient not to take Adderall. Patient agreed. We will try to get in touch with his lawyer to see whether he needs anything from us, as patient has requested me to give him a call. This is the end of dictation. Thank you very much. Next patient, James Ludi, medical record number 15109. Patient feels that he is doing very well, denied suicidal onset ideation, feels that without his medication, he feels very anxious. Breathing exercise, discuss, will continue his medication, addictive potential, discuss, coping, discuss, continue medications. Patient is taking some Xanax from Dr. Abraham. Side effect medication, discuss, coping, discuss, continue medications, will follow. Saida Hussain, medical record number 13504, came for follow-up appointment, feels that she needs her shot. She found out that, her husband came back, came to see her with the baby. Patient is very happy. Husband believes that now she is doing very well. There is a question whether patient's husband wants her to take her back to New Jersey where they live. Patient is willing to go if that happens. We'll give her a shot of shot of haloperidol. Patient was explained why haloperidol is very important. Patient agreed. Coping discuss will follow. Thomas Dunlap came for a follow-up appointment, feels that he needs his prolixine, he needs his haloperidol shot. We'll give him 1 cc, side effect medication discussed. Patient feels that his diabetes is under control. Support and reassurances given will follow. Then the team, patient mother complained that she has removed a lot of alcohol bottles from his home. She believes that he might be drinking. Patient agreed to take antabuse. We'll start him on 500 milligrams. Mother is going to handle that. She is going to make him swallow in front of her. Patient is comfortable with that idea. We'll give him small dose of fluphenazine will follow. James Martin, medical record number 2188. This is this is 68-year-old. White male who came back to my office. Patient used to see me for at least 6-7 years. Patient feels that now he is doing okay. His depression is a lot better. He is not having any problems. The hemorrhoidectomy was already done. He is not bleeding. He has moved into a senior citizen community, 55 and older. He is doing very well. He's one of his close friend. She is 82 years old and gone through bilateral mastectomy. He's trying to help her at this time. Patient's daughter got a baby now, and she's not. Daughter is not doing well. Patient is worried about that. Next paragraph. Patient feels that he is feeling okay. Denied suicidal onset ideation. Next paragraph. Patient is not drinking alcohol anymore. He is taking his medication. His Hep C is under control. Next paragraph. Psychosocial history, born and brought up in Mission, interfamily. Patient completed high school, used to work as a machinist, presently retired. Patient is doing well, financially stable. Next paragraph, he is on social security at this time. Next paragraph, male status examination. This white male gave fair eye contact, speech is level directed, rectum normal. Verbal productivity is normal, heart attack blocking noted, no flights of ideas noted, denied any suicidal and radiation, stated mood is okay, affect is normal, full range, appropriate thought content, patient is oriented times 3. Could participate into formal male status examination. Insight is limited. Judgment is poor. Diagnosis axis 1. Major depression recurrent. Stable. Axis 2 defer. Axis 3. History of Hep C. History of weight loss. History of hemorrhoidectomy. Labs are stable. Axis 4 severe. Axis 4 moderate. Axis 5 is 55. At this time, patient is doing very well. He is handling things. He is not drinking. Continue his medication. We will see him in 2 weeks. This is the end of the patient. Thank you very much.